Yeah, Wham! And Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go to start us off on a Friday. Happy Friday to you. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday, 14th of August.
Yeah, there you go. Friday came around again. Thanks be to the Jeepers. I tell you something, last week flew. The show.
Yeah, this was long though, wasn't it?
This one. I'm a little bit winded now for a Friday, I'll be honest with
By
you.
By Wednesday, I was like, no, don't be. It's not Wednesday. What?
Yeah.
Only half of it.
I know, yeah. Wednesday, I was starting to go, not sure if I have this week in me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but we made it all the same. Friday it is. Thanks, as always, for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And listen, before we get stuck in, right, we're going to do the birthdays very shortly, but here's one for you. This is going to come as a, you know, it's not a great start to your Friday, I have
oh,
to confess.
Oh, dear God, no.
But let's see. Let me just see who this person is that's been on looking for a request.
Let me
this
pour
myself
me
Patty,
coffee.
Right, and Patty has been on wanting us to play Jump by Van Halen. Now, that's a good old tune.
I love
good
that
Friday
song.
Tune. I wish we could get it on.
I did a gymnastics display in 1985 to that in my primary school.
There you go. And she wanted it for her hubby, Tony Hill. Again, nothing wrong with that. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that
right,
sounds
all good. All good so far, until you find out he's going to Leitrim for the weekend.
My God, man. It's what are you asking for songs for? Get him a helicopter. Oh, my God.
Well, apparently, there's a big fishing competition on at the weekend in Leitrim.
Sure, they don't have any water. Unbelievable.
Oh, Tony Hill, I don't know what you're fishing for, but I hope you catch whatever you're fishing for.
Wherever you're going.
And your missus wants you to have a great time.
I want you to have a great time, Tony. I just wish you
were
honest.
She just sent him away.
Where you were heading off to.
Yeah, do you think maybe she just sent him away? Why don't you go to Leitrim? I believe there's a big fishing competition there.
But it's not real. It is, Tony.
That's what they tell you. Because they don't want you to catch the big fish that are there.
It's just down in the basement. Keep walking. Keep walking. Yeah. Over here in
it's
the dark
where
corner.
The secret fish are.
That's right,
the salmon of knowledge. Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass, here are Classic Hits. Happy Friday, folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. Friday, 14th of August, as we take on the birthdays. We had high hopes for yesterday, and it didn't quite go according to plan.
No, it didn't, no.
We did everything possible to try and line ourselves up for some Friday cake. And it didn't quite happen that way.
It didn't really end that way, unfortunately. I did let, once again, true to form, the side down.
Well, look, to be fair, I suppose. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So here we go. But this is a good selection now. There's some big names in here.
Good, I'm ready.
Starting with one of your own, one of your famous sorts, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, oh my God, yeah, one of the greatest stand-ups ever.
Comedy legend.
And much like myself, I've never any intentions to be a stand-up.
Really?
Yeah, he wanted to be a musician. That was what he wanted to do. And magic. He wanted to do
what
magic.
What did you want to be?
Anything but a stand-up comedian, really. Then I found you, Jim.
Oh my God.
And my life has been complete ever since that moment. I've been like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's that I found you, this is what I'm going to be. It is...
That was such a lucky day, wasn't it?
It was such a lucky day.
For all concerned.
Oh, things have been looking up ever since, haven't they, Jim? Hey.
It hasn't been boring.
I know that. And I'm going to do my best to keep it this way.
And of course, also similar to yourself, a man renowned for his acting as well as a stand-up. Lots of good movies. The Jerk.
Jerk is one of the funniest movies
ever made. The Man with Two
made.
Brains. Actually, Planes, Trains and Automobiles is a good movie.
So funny. Yeah. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. You know that scene where Michael Caine is whipping his legs and has to pretend he can't feel it? That's one of the funniest things I have ever seen.
And you're right about the musician, although it's a loose association because he plays the banjo.
Plays the banjo, yeah.
He doesn't even qualify as a musician.
I know. He loves his bluegrass and all that stuff. Yeah. He's done full-on tours with his band and everything.
Yeah. He is a proper legend, to be fair.
He really is.
If you've
is.
Conquered all of those kind of things, comedy and acting and music and all sorts.
I'm going to say Steve Martin now is like 67.
Believe it or not, man, right?
He's
and I was kind of surprised by this myself. He's 75.
Flippin' fart almighty, what?
There's a bloke that looks well on it.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought.
Still touring, like. He was doing that touring with that guy. What's the other guy? He was rubbish.
Martin Short.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was here. The two of them were in Ireland, sure.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Wow. That's not long ago. Yeah, Steve Martin, 75. Right, what about this? Calm yourself. You probably better... if there's a seatbelt on that chair, you better put it on.
Oh, yikes.
Because it's the birthday of Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, will you stop? Get out of everything.
Oh,
my God.
I've come over all funny.
You'll have to. That's all right.
I'm going to have to stop and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I've come over all funny like Steve Martin never was. That's how funny it's been. Yeah, she was amazing, wasn't she?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
That, there's a very talented
actress. And, of course, she was, like, famously changed the whole Bond team. She was the first ever black blonde girl, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she wasn't the first Academy Award winner, but one of very few black actresses to have won an Academy Award, like a Best Actress.
Sure, it's still not exactly open season.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, it's a big deal to have done it.
It is a huge deal, yeah. Fair play.
Fair, the fact that she has such an amazingly gorgeous, lovely head belies the fact that she is a very good actress.
I know, but you only see the movies and get impressed by them once, you know? The heads just keep on coming. Do you know, Jim?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, I mean, you know, she may have gotten Razzies for us because it was such a bad movie. But Catwoman will be forever in my heart.
It's the worst movie ever made. In fairness, there's some sort of... there's some sort of victory in that you can be such an incredible actor and still make such a rotten turkey.
Didn't she famously turn up to actually receive the award? Didn't she actually kind of say, absolutely.
Oh, did she? I didn't know that.
I thought there was a story down the rounds that she actually kind of, did I get an award? Oh, grand. Right, fine.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, but it's for the worst movie ever. I don't care.
I love that.
Let's see how they like when they have to present it to my face.
People who are like that are dead sound. Your man that made Showgirls. You know, remember Showgirls came out? And that is, of all time to this day, the biggest turkey ever made. It won 8 Razzies.
Right.
And he turned up and made a speech for every single one on the night.
Brilliant.
So some people just have a great sense of humour about things. I'm going to say Halle Berry is about 51.
Not bad at all. 54.
Okay. Amazing. Still got the lovely head and all. Still, Halle as if Berry. 50's ancient. You know that way, it's terrible. Get written off.
I suppose we have to move on, do we?
I suppose we have to.
Right, okay, what about this? Let's take a different tack. Onto the sport and a legend in fairness, and this is a legend by, like, I know nothing about the sport, but even I know the name of Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, of course.
Yeah.
Mr.
Not the person whose shoe you went to see.
No.
But still,
mind you, we've
legendary
still,
though he is.
Genuinely, we don't know. We haven't got to the bottom of that shoe, really. Yeah.
it was that big a shoe, we couldn't get to the bottom of it.
I'd say Magic Johnson. Isn't Magic Johnson like the first? He was like the first public figure to go HIV positive, wasn't that Magic Johnson?
I don't know. Doesn't say it here, and I don't know a great deal about the man other than he's a legendary American basketball player with the LA
Lakers.
Totally
wrong, but I was pretty sure he was. But
could well be.
I think he was. Like he came out and he was like, "Yeah, this has happened, and it's I'm gonna
deal with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, that was the '90s. Was really big for all of that stuff, wasn't it? Early '90s, '90s.
Who's, by the way, which of the basketball players is responsible for the air?
Jordan.
It's Jordan. Jordan. Right, yeah. Right, Grant.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Michael Jordan. Like, when you think, it's gas because I never got into basketball.
Yeah, nor I.
Never really got into it. But it was so big in the 90s, I could tell you every player on the Chicago Bulls team. And I never watched a game. So it was just such this phenomenon for a while.
Right, so Magic Johnson then is...
He's like... 56.
61.
Fart off
61.
Life.
Right, let's get back to one of your lot. Not quite on the Steve Martin level, but nonetheless, successful, to be fair to him in his own right. Paddy McGuinness,
yeah.
Did you ever meet him on the tour at all?
Never did. No. Never met him, no. Seems like a decent skin.
Yeah.
Has a good reputation for being a nice guy.
And in fairness, anybody who can be a mate of Peter Kay's, it's all right with me.
Seems all right, yeah. They seem like a sound pair of lads.
I will say, he does get... A lot of work, and you know, would just say,
yeah.
No, you know, there are certain people in the industry who get a lot of work, and you do wonder, now what would be so special about them that they would have gotten that particular work?
A little bit of nepotism, maybe.
They didn't get that. You know what I mean? Not that I'm bitter and twisted at all, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, as Gareth Brooks would say, friends and places and all of that.
Exactly.
You know, that carry on. I think. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, no, don't mind me. I'll be just sobbing into my coffee over here.
I'm glad he's a nice fella. Otherwise, I'd be spitting fire over it. Yeah. I gotta say, Paddy McGuinness is like 52.
47.
Oh, for God's sake. 47. I'm not even getting the decades right, man.
Right, well, a couple more, but it's a belter to finish, but we'll give you this one first, right? And somebody else who has a very nice head, in fairness, very good in the acting world, Mila Kunis.
Oh, Mila Kunis.
Yeah, was hanging out with, what's his name, Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
For a while, and...
I don't know her.
Wasn't she in that Black Swan thing? Was that her?
Was that her? Yeah, if that's her, I know who she is.
I think that's her, and she's the voice of... Did you ever watch Family Guy?
Yes.
You know Meg?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she does her voice.
Didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know.
Did not even know that.
You can use that if you want. That's like like taxi drivers tell you all the time. You can use that one if you want.
Yeah,
but it's not even a joke. Like, I do stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, but you can use that one if you want.
Oh, the other one is, oh, here's a good one for you.
Yeah.
There's two black fellas and a goat. And you're like, stop.
Yeah, I'll stop you there if you don't mind. I'll stop you there.
Now you use that. It's very good, isn't it? Oh, my God. How do I break the news to him?
How do I break the news that we're in 2020?
Is that a fair counter or a time machine?
Yeah.
I gotta say, Mila Kunis is like 45.
37.
Ah, for the love of God.
Right, come on, look, there's one last chance to redeem yourself. You can finish out the birthday, since we're going on our jollies next week or whatever, you can finish out the birthdays on a high. Let me take you back to Saturday nights, okay? Match of the day was just finished.
Yeah.
And on came Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch,
now,
my God.
Apart from Paul Michael Glazer and David Soul.
I know who you're going to say. I know it's Huggy Bear.
It's the Huggy Bear.
It's Huggy Bear.
Antonio Fargas is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, my God, Huggy Bear. Look at you, cool cats. Yeah. Word on the street says...
Starsky.
Yeah. What's up, Starsky? I got a little hummingbird tells me you don't know what's going on with the juice.
And an array of amazing... I tell you something, Joseph was the only bloke who could compete with Huggy Bear for coats.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
Amazing Technicolor Dream
amazing,
coats.
Amazing, yeah. And hats and all.
Yeah.
And it was great. I love watching him. The big platforms and everything. Is they go, you know what they do to me for even talking to you pair of scaredy cats.
And in fairness to him, he embraced it totally. Like, he wasn't one of these kind of like, you know... Yeah, look, I've done other things in my career.
Oh, yeah, no, he went for it.
I am Huggy Bear.
Yeah, I'm Huggy Bear. It was like Larry Hagman with J.R. Ewing. Like, he just went into character everywhere he went.
That's brilliant. Me.
I got, what age is he now?
Not a young man anymore.
No, 73.
Not bad, 74.
Ah, okay. You know what, I've been so wrong up until this point, I'm going to take that as a win. Even a miss is a win.
Now you're up to date from the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Ian. Good Friday form.
All good in land of lockdown as we look forward to another week.
Oh, mad to get to Monday, so he is.
Yeah.
You're back on the evenings next week, are you? Or afternoons or
that
whatever?
That appears to be the case.
Right,
yes,
okay.
Yeah,
you see,
yeah.
That, to be fair, I suppose, the demands on your time are extraordinary.
Everybody wants a piece of John Hart.
Yeah, they're in high demand.
Pull from pillar to post, yeah.
Because that, you know, that whole song was about him.
Which one?
Give another little piece of the heart now, baby. You know, that was it. That was a song all about getting John on their show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some people think it was, you know, the coke ad and all that, but it wasn't. Listen, come here, John. Any insights into what our COVID update might be? Are you going to give us
a hint? Tasteless, absolutely.
Tasteless?
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Vulgar, unacceptable.
Oh my God, PJ, literally you could have written it.
I can't wait to hear this. Oh, that's the best way to start a Friday.
Wow. Yeah. Crass vulgar.
In the sense of, it's not that you might be revolted, it's just a little bit excessive.
Is it just plain wrong, John?
I suppose it is.
Just
quite
plain
frankly,
wrong.
It is.
My God, PJ, literally.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this might be the best start to a Friday ever.
Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you folks. It's almost 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Ahead of the boss, it was Irene Cara and Fame, of course. Morning, lads. Love the show. Will you say hi to Rory and James on the way to Dublin? Scaffolding on the new site behind the Three Arena. So just around the corner from us, PJ.
Brilliant, yeah. Hello, everybody. Hello, lads. Probably see you getting something in the shop later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Wear a mask and all that.
Will you be the one in the high viz?
Won't be me.
Oh, well, how many high... There's like 7 million high viz jackets around these parts of the
world. If you go around there in the wrong time, it looks like it's like the Bugsy Malone queue, I was saying. You know that?
Yeah.
The mall. waiting there with the flat caps and all. Wait, what a day.
Anyway, Roy and James, enjoy it. Looking to hear Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger. You see, the problem with the requesting the songs at the moment is that because we have this no-repeat guarantee...
We're not allowed.
We can't just willy-nilly put in songs for fear that it gets repeated later in the day if it's already on the schedule and all that.
And, like, we're all for the station losing a few quid, you know? It's just that it's like, say if we play it and then Damien was to fiddle around with it, then it's going to cost us 500 quid each and woo, you know what I mean? Times being tough and all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can't be throwing the songs around willy nilly at the moment.
Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. Happy Friday to you all. Apologies if we haven't given you a shout out or whatever, but much appreciated. It's brilliant to know that you're there. Thanks so much for checking in. As I say, happy Friday to you all, and happy birthday, by the way, to Marie Fitzpatrick in Galway, celebrating her 60th.
Happy birthday! Yeah, welcome to the sixth floor.
Don't get too carried away.
Why?
Wishing her happy birthday.
No. Oh no. Yeah. This is a trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
Says at the end of it, long time Liverpool supporter.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, well. I hear 60's a drag anyway. I heard that. I heard it's a day, you know. Here's hoping you don't get too sweaty and humid, eh? On the day that's in it. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're only messing with you, Marie. Have a great day.
You know something? I hope you have a great day, Marie, but I hope your cake tastes off. There you go. There we are. It's only a mild inconvenience.
We've covered all the bases.
Great day. Happy birthday.
Well, I tell you, it is a big day. Big day for all concerned, because today is the day that PJ and myself will make a phone call to somebody to tell them you're going to Malta!
Hey, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, big holiday giveaway. I think we're doing... I'll have to double check with Magic Mike, but I think we're going to do it after 9 o'clock this morning. Which means we'll be kind of nudging forward our little giveaway with Clayton Hotels.
Oh, right, so we'll do that a little bit earlier then.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll be nudging that forward a bit.
Good stuff. So we'll have to...
Yeah, I don't know what Clayton Hotel it is. One of the Clayton Hotels will have another two-night break up for grabs on that. We'll have a teaser for you to solve. And actually, speaking of Magic Mike, we're going to give him a send-off today, because by the time we come back from our holidays, Magic Mike will have moved. He'll have transplanted to Galway.
Yeah. Isn't that mad?
Yeah. Now, he'll be still on the show and everything. He'll be still doing all his usual bits.
He'll just be doing it from... Yeah. Galway. He's going to be Galway bound and Galway based.
Well, he's going to have a leg in Connacht and a leg in Leinster.
Yeah, it's more like sort of two legs in Connacht and a thumb in Leinster, I think, is the way he's going to do it, isn't he? It'll be as minimal as possible over this way.
He'll be spending some time, he'll be commuting back and forth and doing bits and pieces. But anyway, we're going to give him a send-off because we want to know whether or not he deserves to be allowed to move to Galway.
Yeah, you don't just get to willy-nilly go and move.
Yeah, I'm sure the people of Galway are a bit concerned about some interloper.
Definitely, yeah. We're going to have to sort of run some...
Establish whether or not he has the credentials.
Definitely. Like, it's like a sort of... what's it do? Your green card test.
Exactly.
Your citizenship test.
Exactly.
That's what it is, yeah.
So we're going to establish whether Mike can do that. We'll do that a bit later on.
Because there's nothing Galway needs more than a couple of dubs except deciding who gets to live in Galway.
I should hope not. And in among all of that, then, we'll squeeze in the regulars too. We'll have a final chance for you to win the exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie. It's still the Dirty Dozen to beat. 13 is still the score that we need if you're going to win that today. One shot at it. And of course, as well as that, we'll have the hit bit. What is it today?
It is 1,590 quid today. So we've loads of money to give away.
No, it's not.
You're
Come
dead
on.
Right. What am I talking about?
Come
1,600
on.
euros is what it is today. Yeah, of course it is.
1,600 euro on the hit bit today if you fancy playing. All of that, of course, you can get access to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp and classichits.ie if you want to check out previous guesses and bits and pieces. And who knows what else we might squeeze in, what being a Friday and all, Friday before our holidays.
Oh, gosh. You know, so if we weren't giving away the holiday, I'd say we'd be legging it already, would we?
And now, on PJ and Jim, time for your weekly COVID update with Tara Doggan.
Yeah, but of course it's John Hart who's in the hot seat at the moment for the old COVID update. Welcome back, John.
Good morning, thank you.
So, now we're all, PJ and myself, we're all ears now about this. John told us earlier, he gave us a little snippet around about 6:30, he said. that the COVID update today was going to be vulgar. And it was
yes,
going to be,
he did.
What else did he say?
Tasteless.
Tasteless and crude.
And crass,
and
he
crass,
said.
That yeah. was the word. Just plain wrong.
Yeah, I'm delighted.
And of course, naturally, when we heard that, we were delighted.
Over the moon. So, hit us with your best shot, Mr. John.
Yeah, all encapsulated in one man's desire to be better than everybody else across planet Earth.
Ah, I think we've an idea who this is.
Where yeah. this might be going.
Yeah, so basically we're in the land of restrictions and limitations on movement and social distancing and all the stuff that you've heard a billion times at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
And face masks are a result of that, are a consequence of that. So you should wear one if you're in a retail setting, as it were, that kind of thing. And if you don't, that's your business. But anyway, an Israeli jewellery company have released the information to the Jerusalem Post, as it were, that a particular...
Did you just make that up?
No, is no, there, no. It's actually the Jerusalem Post.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
okay, yeah. I just thought he meant the Jerusalem Herald, oh, whatever, yeah, I don't know, Post, yeah, Herald, yeah. And, Evening Press.
Yeah, whatever. So this company, anyway, a chap from America apparently has asked for a $1.5 million coronavirus face mask, which is laden down with diamond encrusted, 3,600 white and black diamonds to be exact. So, you know, apparently it's functional. Apparently it's not.
I was just going to say, do diamonds keep the virus out?
Yeah, you're wondering, is that a new tactic by someone who knows more than the rest of us? But anyway, apparently not. It'll weigh around 59 pounds, which is roughly...
Oh, for God's sake.
4.2 stone in old money. Oh, so you'll be pulling that along on your puss, like, and you can imagine... You
so
know, the,
you've got like an old sack of potatoes hanging out of your face.
You need like a horse's bridle to keep the thing attached to your yes. face.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and apparently the chap has said, I want it done by the end of the year. So you wonder what he's up to between now and December, but that's his plan. I want it done by the end of the year. I will not accept any excuses. So this is a man making demands on the company. Isaac Levi of the Yoivel company in Jerusalem has released the information and is. But the double-edged sword is, of course, they're absolutely thrilled with the work.
I'm not surprised. Yeah,
I mean they're literally having to bring in 25 jewellers apparently to put this thing together. So it gives extra work to 25 jewellers and their families in what is a country very much affected by coronavirus and COVID-19. So in that sense there is some good news, but really do you need a 4 stone face mask?
Apart from the bling factor, right? Apart from the crassness of the bling factor, yeah. wearing a, you know, diamond encrusted face masks and whatever.
Yeah.
4 stone, man.
4 stone yeah.
hanging off your
face.
Ears.
Yeah. Isn't that unbelievable? What
sort of ears do you need to carry? Actually, PJ, you could probably tell us.
Oh,
come on!
Touche, sir.
Come on.
The worst, isn't it?
That's unbelievable. That's awful. But I mean, can you imagine your man taking the order? You want what? What? This is, yes, of course it's a good idea, sir.
Yes,
of course. Of course it's a good idea.
Diamonds yeah. are well known to yeah. resist COVID. Yeah.
Apparently the anonymous buyer is a Chinese man from America, according to the report as well, so he's not that anonymous.
With a lot, obviously he's gotten serious. I mean, I know a lot of us have bought stuff we don't need off the internet.
Yeah.
But that's taking it to extremes.
Imagine, they'd be there going, the man is here for his face mask. He's outside. Which one is he? I don't want to give it to the wrong person. He's the guy with the giant Rolex wrapped around his neck.
Yeah, the Flavor Flav Rolex hanging around his neck.
Trust me, he's very easy to spot.
Very easy.
Oh, my God.
Like it's
ridiculous.
Absolutely, yeah. You just wonder. Maybe it's just a celebratory piece, one of those perfunctory things, like those Russian
eggs. What, that he'd like put in a museum or something?
Yeah, probably like those Russian eggs. What's the point of them? You know, they cost, you know, yeah. whatever, thousands upon thousands.
Can't even boil them.
Yeah,
the Fabergé eggs.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of those? Anyway, so the other story is a little bit more mundane, but nonetheless relevant to the topic at hand, which is obviously important. Young adults returning home during the COVID lockdown. A survey in Britain has shown that they've cost their parents around €3,000 or the equivalent thereof. A survey in the UK has found the average household's costs have soared during the pandemic. Subscriptions to Netflix and Amazon Prime, extra food, alcohol shopping, energy bills, cans of beer. Nearly 3 in 10 mums and dads, though, say it's worth the money.
Oh, yeah. 3 in 10.
Nearly a third.
I was just going to say, I think you're leaving it the other statistics. 7 in 10 said, what an absolute bloody nightmare.
I know. 7 in 10 said, we'll just not go for a walk. God's sake.
Yes. Young
that's
adults.
Amazing. I've come home to take care of you during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, you're the, what?
Yeah, but you will have to make all the food, pay for my Netflix subscriptions, and my beer.
And I'm one of them thinking, there goes me diamond studded face mask anyway. That's not going to happen.
The build-up to it, yeah.
Fantastic. Actually, there's not any kind of motivation for you there, PJ, was there? Moving home to take care of your beloved mother.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Providing she pays all the bills.
Well, if I had known that was an option, I would have hit her with my best shot, to be honest with you.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID Update. Classic Hits.
Yeah, the new Radicals, You Get What You Give. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Almost 20 past 7 on this Friday. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. We have to say a very happy birthday to Jen Donnelly. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Jen. And also, Derek, the security guard, has been on. Wants us to wish his niece, Chloe, a huge 21st birthday.
Oh, deadly. Have a great one.
So, niece Chloe...
Have a great birthday.
Uncle Derek.
21 is a big one, isn't it?
Happy 21st. Actually, and also, just on the subject of the face mask thing that that John was talking about in the COVID update there, good point in from, let me see just who this is. Let me give credit where it's due to this. Tom, always stick your name on the for us folks, if you don't mind. Tom was on to say, is that diamond-encrusted face mask one use only?
Oh, my God, Matt, can you even imagine?
Because isn't that the idea that when you wear a face covering, you're supposed to wash it?
Wash it, yeah.
Or if you use the disposable one. So is it the disposable or is it, like, imagine trying to wash that. Where's the diamond setting on this washing machine?
For God's sake, this washing machine's rubbish. I'm gonna.
There's no diamond setting on it.
Yeah.
That's like, ridiculous.
Then all me sapphires are after falling out of the ear scoop.
Yeah.
I know, it's...
Or wearing it once and just binning it. Yeah, no water. It's dirty now. You have to throw it out.
I wore it once, but I had a neck injury after.
So, you would. You'd have whipped 4 stone.
4 stone hanging off your face. That's ridiculous. It's ludicrous.
So, absolutely crazy.
John was right. It's absolutely ridiculous and crass and all of that sort of crack.
Mad stuff.
You'd need stilts coming off your chest and all to hold it on.
Scaffolding.
Yeah.
We'll get the scaff man
it's
out.
It's a ludicrous thing to be spending money on.
Listen, it won't buy you a diamond-encrusted face mask, but you can spend it on whatever you like. €1,600 we've rounded up the Hitbit to today.
Yeah, £1,600. Loads of money on the Hitbit this morning. ClassicHits.ie is where you want to be if you're going to have a go, though, because there's so many wrong answers there. There's no point in getting on and wasting your guess. And this being our last day before our... I hate the word staycation. Our holidays.
Your holidays, you can tell.
Yeah. Before our holidays, we really want to give it away today.
Be brilliant. Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You, here at Classic Hits. 24 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, a feel-good Friday. So we've rounded this. The Hitbit up to €1,600. Last call if you fancy having a go at the Hitbit. Magic Mike standing by at the WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play. And as PJ said, we'd particularly like to give it away today before we head off on what PJ's referring to as our holidays.
Yeah, it's our holidays, so we're getting 2 weeks off.
Well, but it's kind of weird, right? Because we're okay, so it is, right, so technically we're off for 2 weeks, right? So it's your holidays, right? But it doesn't feel like the way you'd normally approach.
Not really.
You know, because we're not going anywhere.
There's not a whole lot to do, really. That's really what it comes down to. So I'm sort of looking into the void now of 2 weeks and going, I genuinely asking myself a question I never thought I'd ask. How am I going to live without Jim McKay? How am I going to get by? Well,
you know, normally, say, if somebody said 2 weeks holidays, normally that would involve a foreign trip, maybe, or, you know, you'd have a plan.
Yeah.
Or whatever it would be.
Exactly.
But there's not a plan at all.
I'm having a Riddler.
And you know something else? You know, this is the first time ever that I've taken 2 weeks together.
Is it?
In all the times I've worked on radio and everything like that, I've never taken longer than a week off.
You're joking me.
I know, that's mad, isn't it?
This is your first 2 weeks off in 63 years.
2 weeks? 63?
That is unbelievable. I mean, in fairness, so we'll talk about service to radio.
Oh, 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks together, and I've nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go?
Yeah.
You're going to be crawling the walls, man.
Like, what are you going to do?
I have no plans. I wanted to get a skip. Imagine this is like, this is talking about middle-age holidays. I wanted to get a skip, so I did. And clean out the gaff and everything. But I've been looking online, and I can't work out what sizes of a skip that you'd be needing for.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid I'd order one that would either fit in the back of my car, or I'd order one that...
Yeah, that you'd fit the house into.
You'd fit the entire house in, and your man will come and they'll be like, you know. So I don't know, that was the plan, but I'm too intimidated by the process.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just going to...
Because, see, the thing is, it's like we were talking about before, we were talking about this, I think, on the After Show show, one of the After Show shows, about how you kind of... Like, you know, you think about going somewhere and then you go, oh, so the queues would be out the door. Or else you go and the restriction, you have to bring your mask and your thing and your everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of, where could you go ad hoc? There's no place to go sort of spontaneously, is there? And you're worried about the hotels because you don't know what sort of hotel restrictions they might have? Are they going to send you to your room?
Are you going to send you to your room? Like, as a middle-aged man, are they going to say, right, that's it now. You, go to your room.
Yeah, you've had enough now.
I'm like, but I was only up to your room. Okay, yeah.
I like, you don't know. You hear different stories from different hotels.
Yeah, I know.
And if you were, come on, you imagine if you did book a hotel and somebody came over to you and said, now, sir, it's time to go.
Time for you to go
now. It's half nine. Yeah, but I think you've outstayed your welcome.
Come on now. What? You've outstayed,
But I'm on my own. I've nothing to do.
Yes, go back to your room and do nothing in your room.
It's a skip outside. Would you like me to order you a skip, sir? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Like, do you know what I'm even contemplating? This will tell you how I'm contemplating whether or not maybe I should go to the zoo.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Like, talk about... That is, yeah... On your own, of course, if you just drive in and have an old day in the zoo, is it? Yeah. I imagine the two of us did that in the same day without telling each other. Jim, all right.
The two of us. Do you have to wear a mask? I suppose you have to. Do you have to wear a mask in the zoo?
Well, it's outdoors.
I presume
if you go into the little shops or anything that's retail based, you just put it on. But
if a warden walked up to you and said, "You're not wearing a mask," he's not wearing a mask. That's a baboon, sir.
Yeah, that's a baboon, sir. Oh, sorry, he looks exactly like PJ. I always make that mistake.
Yeah, oh, sorry, God, sorry. Excuse me, missus.
I suppose I got to put a pair of shorts on him.
I wouldn't mind. I'm actually starting my holiday in a hospital. I have to get this, you know, the sinus thing done.
Oh, is that happening?
I mean, nose, yeah, I'm getting it done on Monday.
Talk so, about Elphilus. What do you do with your holidays, lads? Well, I'm getting a skip and Jim's getting his nose done.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit, and it is our last one before our holidays. So I'm mad to give it away. It is worth 1,600 quid today. Throwing in that extra tenner as we tend to do now on the Fridays. It sounds exactly like this, because that's what it is. And now we're going to go to Kaz. Kaz O'Bourne, how are you, Kaz?
Hiya, PJ. How's it going?
Not bad at all. How are you getting on? What's your weekend plans?
Feckin' NCTs and the usual.
Ah, the old feckin' NCT. Yeah, it's what a great deal. I suppose...
I thought you said MT cheese.
MT cheese?
Well, I could probably work with that as well, PJ.
I'd say. Unbelievable.
All right, so you're not exactly an exciting one ahead anyway.
No, sure, who has these days?
Well, that's true, yeah, that's very true. Sure, didn't you just hear that me and Jim are getting skips and our noses done and everything?
It's glamorous being us, you know. Glamorous being us.
Absolutely crack me up, you two do.
Well, let's try and give you a few quid as well then, Kaz. What do you think this is?
So, I've been thinking for a long time that it's the Bee Gees tragedy.
Yeah.
Right, the Bee Gees tragedy. That's a big song. I'm surprised we haven't had that guest before, actually.
I was so surprised. I kept checking the website and going, they still haven't guessed it yet.
This could be our moment.
So. Michael.
The big build-up.
Don't get me all excited
terrible.
Now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're wrong. Oh. I'm sorry. After all that, it means the hit bit is staying alive for another day.
Oh, that was a good one, in fairness, Mike. I'll give you that one.
Not bad.
Listen, happy Friday to you, Kaz. Have a great day, a great weekend. Take care of yourself. Keep at it.
You too, lad.
Cheers.
See you, Kaz.
Take care.
Enjoy the beckon NCT. Dee, how are you, Dee Williams?
Good morning, boys.
How are you, Dee?
I can't stop laughing.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing.
I hope that's us and not something else that you're going to have going on in the background.
No.
How are you, Dee? What's your weekend got in store for you?
Hopefully going back to Wexford if I get the money.
Okay.
Back to Wexford?
Well, so it's, if you don't win a few quid here, you're kind of stranded somewhere, are you? Right,
we were last weekend in Wexford fishing.
Fishing.
All right, okay. Yeah. Magic Mike's kind of... Look, he's all happy.
He's
nodding away there. He's delighted at the prospect of somebody going out fishing, even if it's not him.
The important thing is, did you catch anything?
I did, yeah. And the fish nearly dragged me into the lake.
Was that big?
Oh, my God. It was... Here we go. The fish story's typical, isn't it? Everything's huge.
Oh, was it a carp, was it?
Something like that.
It was a shark. Right, so Dee, let's try and give you some money and send you to Wexford again. So, what do you think this one is?
I think it's Robin S. You got to show me love.
Show me love.
Okay.
Right, I tell you something, lads. You know, this show is all about heartbreaks and promises. Like, we've had more than that. Anyway, it's wrong, sorry.
Ah, sorry about that, G.
Unlucky, G. But I hope you have better luck with the fishing.
No, my husband fished.
Ah, right, okay. Oh, right. So basically you just want to get rid of him. That's what that is.
No, when I caught the fish and I said, Paddy, what do I do?
And is that it?
I'm down. Right.
And he got the rod off me and he got the fish out.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay. Right, so yeah. we got to the end, in the end.
We got the end, in the end.
We got the fish. D, take care of yourself. Happy Friday to you. Have a good one. Right, it means...
See you, D.
...that we didn't get to give away the cash.
No, it means we didn't get away to get... Some things never end.
No.
The hit bit, these stories. Some things you just never really get to the bottom of it.
Exactly.
But we've had them in a good morning.
Yeah. They go on and on, don't they? The hit bit, stories about fish.
Yeah.
It's kind of a...
Us going on about holidays. You just don't get to the bottom of some things. But Niall Boylan, they give you another go later on.
Yeah, Spandau Ballet and Gold here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Friday. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday. Very, very significant Friday. Not just because of giving away the trip to Malta and all the other bits and pieces. Not just because it's the final Friday before PJ and myself head off for a couple of weeks. Holidays.
Yeah, it's also the final Friday that we have Magical Michael himself this side of our wonderful island as he heads west to go and live in Galway, basically.
He's literally going to up sticks and go and live in Galway, Michael, aren't you? You're moving.
We're moving, we're relocating.
Across the country.
Across the island to the other side, lads. What are we going to do without
each
other?
You're going from the east coast to the west coast.
Unreal.
I mean, what's the time over there?
I think it's 5 hours in the difference.
Is it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So okay. When you're doing this show, it'll be the middle of the night where I am. But so we're relocating with all the shenanigans going on and all the rest of it. Childcare issues and all the anything and everything going on.
And of course, I mean, you do have, you don't have Galway roots, but your missus has Galway roots.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I suppose, my second home for like over a decade. So I've been up and down to Galway more often than I care to remember. And it's deadly and I love it. So we decided to up sticks from Dublin and move to Galway. And I'm going to be three days down there during the week and 2 days up here with you.
So imagine Mike is still going to be on the show every day. It'll be as normal, you know, to whatever in terms of his involvement in the show. It just means that 3 days he'll be doing it from Galway and a couple of days from up here.
Yeah, he'll be hiding in wardrobes again. Like,
this time, lads, I have a proper studio going on.
Oh,
so
I'm
gone all flow and everything. Yeah, I'm no longer from a wardrobe. Galway has opened up a new chapter of technology. Yeah,
Who would have thought it?
Unreal, I tell you something.
I wasn't even sure they had electricity or anything. That's amazing. Fantastic. Anyway, so listen, now the thing about it is, it's all very well Michael deciding that he's going to up sticks and go to Galway. Did anybody ask Galway?
Did anyone ask Galway? I don't think they did.
Did anybody consult Galway and say, listen, do you want this Dublin interloper coming in and you know, infiltrating your magnificent county and
Here's
city?
Here's old Swanee Dublin jocks walking in like he owns the place. Well, we have to put you to the test, I suppose.
We have to decide whether or not you've got enough Galway heritage.
Okay, so this is a test on Galway.
Well, I guess it is, yeah.
Now, of course, we do have we have all of the accoutrements we need.
Okay,
right. We have the
you
get it right,
God,
and of course, the more likely option we have if you get it wrong. So we put together a select. Now, you know, we didn't want to do stupid things, like willy nilly things that any old tourist could know.
Okay,
we wanted to go a little bit in depth and decide whether or not you really knew. You know, whether you were Galway in your heart.
Definitely none of this Spanish arch nonsense.
Not at all.
That you can just read in a book and all.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'd like to think I know Galway fairly well. Okay. So I want to be accepted.
Well, we have... Do you like that maniacal laugh from PJ there? So we have 5 Galway questions.
Okay, right.
That you need to guess.
Okay.
Before the good people of Galway will allow you in.
Yeah, we'll accept you all.
Well, a quick question before you start. Would Galway people know these questions?
What's that got to do with it?
Yeah.
They already have their citizenship.
They don't need to know. They don't need to know.
Oh, no.
For example, PJ, would you like to begin with question number one?
I would like you to say, roughly, you obviously know what the population of Galway is, but how many pubs are in the great county of Galway.
How many pubs in Galway? And vital question.
We'll
do you know what we'll do?
We'll take it to the nearest 100. How about that?
I think you're being generous, but okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Difficult question. So about 250,000 people in Galway. If we're to go by Irish standards, it's a pub per village. So you're talking about, I don't know, to the nearest 100. Is that what you said?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
800.
Oh, no! Miles off!
1,000, 2,000.
No, it's at 475.
Oh.
So 500 would have accepted.
500 would have been an acceptable answer. So 475 roughly adds up to about one pub to every 506 people in the county.
Okay.
Mind you, to be fair to Magic Mike, I would have expected way more too.
To be honest with you, I'm really shocked. I think like...
Maybe that's in the city alone, isn't it?
500 in the whole county of Galway.
I think a zero fell off this page, to be honest with you.
Okay,
I really do. In 2018, right. The AIB said that anyway. Okay, number two. What is the longest place name in Galway?
Okay, well, an obvious
and
one
I really
comes
hope
to mind.
You know it because I don't want to say it.
Then in that case, it's not Ballinasloe, obviously.
No.
Not.
It's way longer than that.
Way longer than that.
It's obviously an Irish name. It has to be an Irish name.
I hope it is because it's either that. It's either that or it's Maori or something.
PJ looked at it and thought he'd gone dyslexic.
Yeah, I still like it. I have to get a really bad headache.
Is it two words or one word?
One word.
We'll give you half a point if you can guess how many letters.
Yeah, how about that? Oh, jeez, I'll be all day counting these.
It says it on us.
Oh, it does. Thank God for that.
18 letters.
No.
No, 22 letters.
What?
Mucka na der de hula hula hulia.
Mucka de hula hula hulia.
Yeah, mucka na der hula hula hulia or something like that. It translates to the piggery between two briny places. A bit of a mouthful of fairness.
Wow. Doing well here, Michael. Come on, you're going to have to up your game.
Okay, number three. Galway, of course, the county and city of festivals. How many festivals, though, are held in the city of Galway every year?
Oh my God.
It's a lot,
it's
buddy.
A lot.
It's a lot.
It's
a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
It's including like Paddy's Day and all the rest of it.
Well, yeah. What's
the one with the funny faces?
Mockness in October, yeah.
Oh, they're going to love that. I mean, I can't believe we're asking important questions. What's the name of the thing with the funny faces?
Okay, well, there's the Oyster Festival. There's the...
You don't have to list them all.
You'll never list them all.
Really?
There's
the Horsey Festival.
122.
What?
122
festivals
a year. There's a festival every couple of days.
Hold on now, is that the festival in Mucknes na Húli Húlia?
They probably have one as well.
With street theatre and food festivals and fringe festivals, the film festival, the Galway Racing Festival, the Mucknes
Festival.
It goes
on. Yeah,
should have thought of that.
Huge. Right, what are we on? We're up to question number four.
You haven't got any right. Yeah. What is the name of the smallest museum in Ireland, which is of course based in Galway? It's Ireland's smallest museum.
And it's in Galway.
Even what is the theme of this museum? Sure, you've obviously been there loads of times.
Yeah, because you said you said it was your second home. I mean,
I know there's a museum of fishing. It's not that, no.
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 It's a museum of trawlers and all, no?
No, no.
Give us a clue.
Ulysses this very... No,
James James Joyce Museum.
It's the Nora Barnacle House. Yeah, what? So you know something, I'll nearly give him that.
Are we giving him that?
Half a point.
What's the Nora Barnacle House?
Because Nora Barnacle is James Joyce's greatest muse, apparently, and her house is there.
Oh, come on. Right, okay.
I know, it's a bit of a... Do you know something? There's a chancy chance. The fact that she even came close, even with a Ulysses clue, I still would have gone, I don't know what you're talking about. Right.
It's basically a house, isn't it?
Yeah, number 8 Bowling Green.
James Joyce really got himself around the country, right? It's a museum or something, a landmark for everything.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. And considering, like, it's one sentence. You know, the whole book is one big...
He couldn't even be bothered putting a full stop in.
Outrageous. What's he outrageous.
Okay, come on, give me one. Give me
right,
one
this
more.
Is the last one. Last one.
Right, okay, the Corrib River.
Yeah, now you know the Corrib River, for God's sake. Right, okay, very important.
And, you know, great...
flows into the lake.
Yeah, indeed. And it is the Corrib River, the first, second, or the third fastest flowing river in Europe?
I mean, I don't know.
It's one of them. It's either first, second, or third, the fastest river in Europe.
It's either first.
I know that, PJ. I'll say it's the second fastest.
Yeah!
Come on, if I know that, I'm accepted.
Yeah.
Give me passport.
He gets it.
PJ giving you the fingers from.
Yeah, was there like the first or the second?
I actually couldn't decipher whether he genuinely was giving me the fingers or not.
Absolutely.
I was trying to help. I think, in fairness to you.
So 1.5 we've given him.
That's enough.
That gets me in.
We weren't particularly tough on the questions deliberately to make a fool of the man, and I think we all succeeded greatly in that.
Okay, well, in that case, Galway, you may have him.
He's all yours.
He's all yours. Take him away, wrap him up, send him over.
God, you have a boo.
Yeah, Mundy and Sharon Shannon and Galway Girl here, a classic hit, especially for our Magic Mike, of course, who lost his heart to a Galway girl. Mind you, we followed her because she also had his wallet. There was that as well.
And now he's chasing her all the way back home again. So he is.
Yeah, our Magic Mike up in sticks and heading to Galway. But of course, it won't affect the show at all. He'll just do his kind of wardrobe affair. Although, as we heard, he's gone very posh with his very own studio, Galway studio.
Unreal, isn't it?
We'll actually be able to do things like, you know, going live to our Galway studio.
Our Galway correspondent.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, I'll be live from like Connemara, lads.
I'll tell you something. Yeah. Not to be said for it.
There really is.
So that's what's happening. Yeah, our Magic Mike up in sticks and heading to the west. So he'll be doing the show from there a couple of days a week when he gets there. Also, just a couple of things, PJ. Somebody says it's, what Mike doing is kind of Galway test. It might be only fair that we do your Mayo heritage test as well.
My God.
How would you feel about that, Michael?
I think it's only fair.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like to test whether you... Yeah, well, I mean, we know you literally have the DNA in your very being.
Yeah, the only problem is if I get any of them right, I'll be disgusted.
I tell you, a lot of people on Twitter, PJ, were sort of assuming that now that I'm going to the West, that you will soon follow to your home roots.
Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, to Mayo.
I might end, oh my God, I literally might end up the only person on the East Coast.
Oh, as much as I'd love to see you lonely, I will not be running to Mayo. I will definitely not be running to Mayo. Absolute, oh my God. Why did I admit that? Why did I come forward? I was so shocked and horrified. I shared my pain with the wrong people.
Yeah. Also, by the way, the other thing is, very important question here, PJ. Tony, the greenkeeper, has been on. And he's saying that, you know, so Mike is going to be 3 days in what will become his native Galway. By the way, Mike, are you going to suddenly start supporting Galway City?
No, it's Galway GAA,
Galway
United.
What do I call them? Galway City. In the football.
But you and Miguel D. Higgins.
I'll always be Dublin forever, no.
Oh, right, okay. No. Just checking.
Still saying Pats and the Dubs and all that kind.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So Mike's going to spend 3 days in Galway and a couple of days up here, right? And Tony, the greenkeeper, wants to know whose sofa is he going to crash on for the couple of days he's up here? Yours or mine?
Well, no. Isn't that an interesting question?
Well, it's going to have to be yours, obviously. I'm trying to move.
Well,
I'm
got...
I'll be showing people around the house with some lad lying on the couch.
I'm the one getting the skip. I mean, you're just getting a nose job, so I suppose at least you'll have a couch.
A nose job? What sort of a thing? It's a sinus operation.
Oh, right. So they're not replacing the face.
A nose job.
Yeah, I thought you were getting a nose job.
Come back full Barry Manilow.
I'd love if he did that. I'll tell you something, I'd be sleeping on your couch just to see your face in the morning if that was the case.
Yeah, under the shade of my giant hooter. We'll have to toss a coin for it or something.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'll stick up a hammock or something in the local park.
There is that.
Between the two of us, we'll work something out for.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if we could get the sufficient supply of avocados to keep him happy.
I know, yeah.
There's a good fishing in Wicklow, I hear.
I tell you, PJ's very near the coast, Mike. He's very near the sea. There's literally, I can tell you, there's lots of fish in the sea.
They only ever catch shopping trolleys around my way.
Michael Jackson's Billie Jean here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. 13 is the all-important score if you want to get your hands on the exclusive Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie. And, of course, the Classic Hits face mask. 087-188-0008. If you think you can get that 13 on the breakfast table quiz, let us know right now. In the meantime, Magic Mike has joined us once again. This time it's for the chance to win yourself a fabulous 2-night stay at one of the Clayton hotels. Now, we've been all over the country. We've had Dublin, we've had Sligo, I think we've had Wexford so far, Michael, as well. So it's a question of which one today? Which Clayton Hotel are we sending people to today?
Now, today it is Clayton Hotel Limerick.
Limerick,
yeah. Very good, right, okay.
Because they are, of course, all over the country. As I mentioned, Dublin, Limerick, Sligo, Wexford. You'll be able to check them out on the website, all of the different destinations. And geared up, of course, to help you enjoy your, as PJ has now christened it, your holistays.
Your holistays, yeah, yeah.
Because you don't like staycation, do you?
It's just something very American about it. I think holidays are...
Holidays will do for me. And no better place to enjoy them for your perfect family getaway this summer. Open lounges, spacious rooms, delicious dining, all sorts of incredible experiences, and right around the country. So if you want a couple of nights, this is what you've got to do. Identify the celeb in the Clayton Hotel bed.
This particular celeb is staying actually in Clayton Hotel, Limerick, which is an amazing coincidence.
Yes.
And I am delivering another package actually to this celebrity.
Very good, okay.
Yeah, so picture the scene, lads. This is what happens. You're never going to believe it. I walked up the stairs, I knocked on the room, and I said, excuse me, Rachel, that was her name, it was on the package.
Right.
I said, excuse me, I have a package here for you. She said, okay, that's fine, I'll be out in a minute. I said, I leave it there for you. And then she said, thanks.
He's told us the name.
No.
And I still don't know it.
I've told your character name.
Sorry, I've just gotten it. God,
I should have said that. You ruined it, PJ.
I didn't say anything. I ruined it. He said, the name Rachel's on the packet. And then he... Anyway,
I thought we could be friends afterwards.
Right.
Yes, of course you did.
Thank God you don't make these things too easy, Michael.
I know, it's unreal. I mean,
yeah, there'd be no challenge in it at all.
There's actually smoke coming out of the WhatsApp before the clue was even finished. They're coming in that fast.
Right, so we know it's the fantastic Clayton Hotel in Limerick that is your destination for a two-night stay. If you can identify that very difficult clue, the celebrity in the Clayton Hotel bed, you can enjoy those two nights. You better, just in case, Michael, you better give it to us one more time.
Just in
with
case.
With feeling.
Give it in fast forward
mode. You want
mode.
To see how fast they're coming in. Yeah.
So basically, I went up to give this package to this person called Rachel. That's the name on the package. There's nothing I could do with that. I knocked on the door. I said, I have a package here for you. She said, I'll be out in a minute. I said, I'll leave it there for you. I thought I could be friends with that one. That's it.
Oh, God.
Right. If you can identify the celeb in the bed, to be honest with you, if you can't, what we really should do is send somebody around to give you a clip around the ear.
But
if you can identify the celeb in the bed, 087-188-0008, we need their name and your name on a WhatsApp, please.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Final day, final chance to get your hands on the prize that money can't buy. Back by popular demand this week. Everybody looking to get their hands on this exclusive Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie. It looks fantastic. And of course you can accompany it with the Classic Hits face mask as well. You get the full set.
The full set, the top and bottom set. You can't beat it, the old Classic Hits hoodie. It is the business. To be honest with you, I'm quite... impassioned with my own one now.
Yeah.
That one, and I know they're so exclusive.
Looks the business.
13 the score to beat, though. Or 12 the score to beat. 13 the score to get. Alan Graney got it there on Monday, but I'm not actually sure he was playing today. So, hello, who's on the phone?
This is James in Galway.
Hey,
James.
How's James
in Galway.
How are you going, lads? How are you?
Not too bad at all, James. Happy Friday to you. What's in store for you today?
Probably do about a half a day's work and collect the baby then.
Yeah.
And my grandmother's. And... the van has to go in for a repair, so we're only doing a half day today.
It's action-packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. We're very busy down here in Galway.
I tell you, James, aren't we all so grown up, you know what I mean? I'm getting a skip in, Jim's getting the nose done.
I'm not getting
the nose done. It's a sinus operation. Unbelievable, James, the abuse you have to put up with. Listen, James, how are you feeling about our Magic Mike moving to your beloved Galway?
Oh, he's very welcome. Should fit in right down here.
Yeah. What do you mean? What, you're all avocado munching, craft beer?
Yeah, yeah.
He's been drinking the craft beer, like. You know?
Yeah.
The old Galway hooker now, we'll have loaded it into him.
Cool. Right, listen, James, what we need for you is we need you to get 13 correct answers in our 60 seconds, and then you can waltz around in your fantastic Classic Hits hoodie, okay?
Brilliant.
Right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. PJ, good to go?
Good to go.
Best of luck, James. Here we go.
You're the One That I Want was a hit in the 70s for Olivia Newton-John and what other actor?
John Travolta.
What is more, a score or two dozen?
Two dozen.
An Innocent Man and River of Dreams were albums by...
Billy Joel.
That's the one. George Orwell's novel Animal Farm is symbolic of the revolution of what country?
Russia.
What is half of a quarter?
It is.
Mel C duetted with what male singer on the single When You're Gone?
I don't know.
Brian Adams, by what name are the teeth that humans lose before adulthood commonly known?
Baby teeth.
I'll give you that. In The Simpsons, what is the occupation of Krusty?
He's a clown.
What is the world's most populous country?
China.
What is the language in the Book of Kells?
Gaelic.
It's Latin. What is the Roman numeral for the number 1,000?
L.
M. Acrophobia is the fear of what?
Oh, swimming.
It's heights. What football team won the first Premier League title in 1992?
Leeds.
Manchester United. What is the capital of Canada?
Quebec.
It's not. It's one of those funny ones. It's Ottawa is what
Ottawa.
It is.
Ottawa.
Right. God, you got off to a flying start, James.
At the start, I thought we were going to blow it out of the water.
Same here. I thought we were going to run away with it, yeah.
We were. It was looking like it was just going to be a huge score.
I know.
And then towards the end, it all
just
got a bit sticky.
Got a bit of a stumble, yeah.
I got flustered, lads.
You're too much to do today, James.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers in the end, James, which is... It's not a bad score, man. It's not a bad score, honestly.
No, I know. I just knew them once.
It's just... It looked like it was going to be really, really good. But anyway, listen, James. The good news for you is Magic Mike is coming to Galway.
Yeah.
as a consolation prize, that's the best we can offer, okay?
I'll see him down McGinn's for a pint.
Happy day. There you go, Mike. It's a date, okay?
Okay, all right. Cheers, lads.
See you, James.
Take care, James. Happy Friday.
Okay, cheers.
Bye-bye. Cheers, man. Bye-bye. Right, so there we go. It means that Alan Graney is the one that's going to be sporting the Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie.
No stopping him. He's set that score on Monday. Everyone's been chasing him ever since. He was brilliant. So there you go. Well done. It's on its way to you.
The Great Malta Getaway. Listen up. It's your chance to win 4 nights in paradise. Classic Hits.
Here we go. It's all been leading to this all week. We've been giving you the chance to get involved in this, to register your name in the draw by listening out for our holiday songs each day. And of course, get your name in there and be in with a chance to win this amazing holiday. What makes this so special, PJ's mentioned it loads of times during the course of the week, is the idea that you can take it next year. You're not under any sort of pressure at the moment. You can wait till all of this kind of stuff, shenanigans, is behind us a bit.
Yeah, that's the idea. So wait till it all settles down. And while it is happening, it gives you something to look forward to.
Doesn't it?
Big time.
Amazing.
Oh, big time.
It is a fantastic, Alan. I've been lucky enough to be there myself, Malta. It's an absolutely amazing spot. You can check it out on MaltaIreland.com if you want to find out more about it. Great time to visit Malta. Visit now, experience more. You get return flights with Ryanair. You get to stay 4 nights at the 4-star Cavalieri Art Hotel in St. Julian's with J. Barber Travel. Incredible place. 300 days of sunshine on average. It's one of the sunniest places you can go in all of Europe.
My God, Jim. I guess it's time to hand it over to someone then. It's phone call time, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is it. This is where we make the phone call to somebody who has gotten their name into that draw. What a fantastic Friday.
What a fantastic Friday prize that is. Yeah. So if you did enter, now is the time to cross your fingers and start... I suppose get on your knees, get in front of the old Sacred Heart or the Child of Prague or whatever you're into, and have a go of it.
Here we go. Let's see if we can get it happening. Here we go.
Oh, jeepers.
Excited.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Joanne Cagney, please.
Speaking.
Joanne Cagney, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let me tell you that my name is Jim McCabe.
And my name is his friend, PJ. How are you, Joanne?
I've never had that reaction to my name. My name is Jim McCabe. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I've heard there's Jims out there. I just never believed it.
Joanne, how's it going?
Oh, my nerves. I'm shaking.
Why is something after happening?
Oh my.
But I'm hopeful.
You must have a big weekend ahead of you,
yeah,
Joanne.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be celebrating something, lads. Come on. Don't keep me in suspense.
I
think we have something to tell you, though.
I hope we're not going to let her down.
I don't know. I have an envelope here with something. What is it? Joanne, it says you're a winner and you're going to Malta.
Oh, lads, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Joanne Cagney in Cork, you are heading to Malta.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
What a thing to look forward to. With the year that we've had, to know that next year you can head off to the paradise island of Malta.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much. I can't believe it.
So listen, tell us, who'll go with you? Because it's holiday for two, obviously.
I suppose I'm going to have to bring the husband.
Yeah. Why does that always happen, PJ?
We
give people holidays, they never take us.
Never, ever, ever.
They never take us.
Well, I am married to the other fella, but...
Well, do you know what? He spent yesterday mocking me for entering the competition.
Did he? Leave him at home. Tell him to get more excited by Jim McCabe anyway.
Oh, Joanne, listen. I'm so happy. It's such a happy Friday for you. Joanne Cagney in Cork, you are the winner of the great Malta Escape. You're heading off to Malta.
I can't believe it.
Enjoy it with our compliments. Well done, you.
Thanks very much.
Nah, thank you, Joanne. Thanks for enjoy it and look forward to it. You deserve it.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. Bye bye
now.
Take care. I think it's fair to say, PJ, that we made that woman very happy.
I think so, especially
It's not
you.
Very often we've ever made any woman very happy, but we did it today.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going around this whole weekend telling everyone my name is Jim McCabe. For the reaction you got.